Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The city of Soldotna is hosting an open house on Tuesday, April 22nd, to discuss a proposed new riverfront mixed-use zoning district. This initiative stems from the Soldotna Riverfront Redevelopment Plan adopted in early 2024. It aims to transfer the Kenai River area into a vibrant, walkable downtown that supports local businesses and a year-round economy. As part of implementing the plan, the city is reviewing current zoning rules to better align future development with the community's vision. During the open house, city staff will present ideas for the RMU district and seek public input on key topics such as permitted land uses, building height limits, and parking requirements. Staff will be available to answer questions and collect feedback directly from attendees. The open house will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Joyce K. Carver Memorial Public Library. The city encourages all residents to participate and share their thoughts. For additional event materials and updates, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Much to the dismay of those still hunting for the 2025 KSRM Easter egg, it has been found. Alex Stone returned the winning egg to the KSRM studios on Friday afternoon to claim his $2,000 prize. The egg was hidden at Cunningham Park down Beaver Loop under a staircase.
I saw kind of like a patch of grass underneath the staircase, kind of covering up like a mound of dirt almost. And I kind of pushed that patch of grass to the side, and I looked in that mound of dirt, and I saw the protruding case, the pill case that was like covered up in gray duct tape, and I grabbed it. And
he said there were a lot of clues that brought him to Cunningham Park. Stone said he's participated in the search for 10 years. He and his family were grateful to have found the egg.
I think we were about to pay for a photo shoot for Narrow Roads. Yeah, we just had a baby not too long ago.
Mark your calendars for next year's KSRM's Easter egg hunt. A healing garden in Anchorage is expanding. The Alaska Native Heritage Center plans to double the size of its healing garden over the next 5 years. The project is thanks to a $3.5 million grant from the Mellon Foundation, as well as funds from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Each of the 9 new monuments will focus on healing and recovery from historical traumas. They'll be created by Alaska Native artists. This Saturday is a fee-free day at National Park Service sites. April 19th is the first day of National Park Week. All national parks will be free to visit tomorrow. Denali and Glacier Bay are a few of them. They're both open year-round, and the next fee-free day is June 19th in celebration of Juneteenth National Independence Day. Federal and state agencies say misinformation is being spread on the internet and social media about Mount Spur. The Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management said in a press release there have been numerous misleading and outright false social media posts about people evacuating due to a potential eruption. The release also said there's no truth to posts claiming flights are being canceled because of Mount Spur. The latest Alaska Volcano Observatory update reports less activity as of late at Mount Spur. Wildlife officials are asking Alaskans to be bear aware as the region's bears begin waking up from hibernation. The Alaska Fish and Game Department says bears are waking up from their winter slumber a little earlier than usual. The department says residents should clean up anything that could attract bears to their home. Officials say bird feeders could come down and be put away, and barbecue grills should be cleaned of any grease or food debris. Pet food should also be kept indoors, and trash should only be taken out on trash pickup days. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.